Welcome to Women, Work, Wellbeing. I'm your host, Zoe Hayden-Jones. Each week, expect a blend of heartfelt conversations, expert advice, and actionable tips designed to support you in achieving your professional goals, finding harmony in your personal life, and cultivating wellbeing that resonates with who you truly are. This is more than a podcast. It's a community, a movement, and your personal catalyst for transformation. To another episode of Women, Work, Wellbeing. I am so happy that you are here this week. And whatever you've got going on, I want to help you be more mindful. So this episode is all about mindfulness. And I know that we're talking about mindfulness more. I know that, you know, years ago, it was not sort of in the mainstream as much. But what I wanted to do today is just sort of break down mindfulness so that you, if you're maybe not practicing mindfulness, you can find a way to maybe break down a barrier and realize that there are a few things that you can do in your life to become more mindful. And I do think that if you have children, or whether you're planning to have children, or whether you have young people in your life, it is so important to A, understand what mindfulness is, B, to practice mindfulness, and then see to help others be more mindful. So what is mindfulness? Mindfulness is basically a state of awareness, and it's characterized, or we know it as, being fully present and engaged in the current moment without judgment, without adding a narrative, or without attaching thoughts, feelings, or sensations to it. And it involves paying attention intentionally to the present moment, acknowledging whatever arises without, and this is the key bit, without trying to change it or react to it. Now, some of us might hear that and think, okay, well, that doesn't sound too hard, but it is really tough, especially in this day and age where we are so interconnected, we are so switched on, we are so available that we need to practice this in order to A, do it, but also get good at doing it. And in order to catch ourselves when we're not being mindful, and it might be that you get to the end of the day and you think, oh, wow, I literally don't know. I haven't been in the present moment at all because I've been doing my to-do list and focusing on other people or thinking about what's happening next week or whatever it is. So it's a tough one, but the whole point of this episode is to help you see that you can start making changes to be more mindful. So what does mindfulness involve? So there are three core elements that I want to talk to you about today, and it might just trigger something in your mind to start thinking about it in order, like I said earlier, that you might be able to catch yourself when you're not being mindful, or catch yourself and think, oh, I'm not being mindful. I'm going to try and switch that on now. So at its core, mindfulness involves, for me, three different areas that I want to talk to you about today. And the more you sort of understand these three areas, the more you can start to shift your perception about mindfulness or be more mindful. So number one is attention, directing your focus to the present moment and use something to help you do that. So it might be your breath. I often, in my yoga classes, will encourage people to use the breath as an anchor. So bringing your awareness back to the breath. And that works for some people because they can just focus on that inhale and that exhale. For other people, the breath doesn't work as much. So I sometimes say, bring your attention to a specific body part. So it might be the hands. It might be if the hands are resting on the belly, just feeling what the hands can feel, any sensations. It might be the hands are laying next to the body on the yoga mat. So picking something to focus your attention onto, it might be sensations. Whatever it is that works for you, I want you to think about where your attention is. And when you are busy at work, when you are doing your to-do list, or whether you're just so busy, your attention is never, ever going to be on the present moment. It's not going to be on your body where you are now in this moment. It's going to be on the future or the past. Number two is awareness. So cultivating an open, non-judgmental awareness of whatever is arising in the present moment. And that might be thoughts. It might be to-do lists going into your mind, feelings, sensations, the environment around you, what you can hear. So becoming aware of what's around you, but not adding the narrative. And that can be really, really tricky, especially if you're getting into this, if you're newer to this. It might be if something comes over you in a wave, if it's a feeling, for example, or a sensation, that you might add a narrative to it. So, okay, I'm feeling like this because this happened earlier today. And that takes you straight away out of the present moment. So awareness is number two. Number three, which is a biggie, is acceptance. Embracing things as they are without trying to resist or change them. We're all different, but I mean, I'm a bit of a I'm maybe a fixer, or maybe I do try to change things, get things sorted, sort it out. So sometimes it's really hard just to accept things as they are. So it might be in accepting things that are pleasant, that are unpleasant, that are bad, being accepting of the situation that you're in. And obviously that varies. So it depends what situation you are in and what you're talking about. And so it can, if it's something really unpleasant or something really sad, acceptance is very, very hard. So think about those three elements: attention, awareness, acceptance. And what I want to sort of get into today is that mindfulness can be practiced through loads of different activities. So like, we have mindfulness in yoga, obviously, because in yoga, we are aiming to be in the present moment. And obviously, then we've got meditation where we're practicing mindfulness. So when we think about meditation, some people do mix up meditation and mindfulness. So meditation is when we come to sit or lay down and we are just focusing on being present, being mindful, being in the moment, allowing the thoughts to move on by. So we're not trying to clear the mind in meditation. But with mindfulness, it's about being in the present moment, whatever you're doing. So it might be that you do mindful walks. It might be that there's a part in the day where you just sit. Maybe if you're even sitting at, you know, you're working from home, you're sitting at a desk, you just take a mindful moment just to pause, to sit back in your chair, maybe close the eyes and just be in the moment. And there are loads of different activities. Like I mentioned, walking. It might be that if you're a runner, you might do a mindful run. Mindful eating is a biggie. You can mindfully interact with your friends and family. You can, you know, so often if you're in a conversation, you might be thinking about what to say next, or thinking, oh, they've had their hair done, that looks nice. Or your mind can go in so many different sort of channels. It can go off in all different directions. But when you're next having a conversation, can you be completely mindful to what the person is saying and be in that moment? So mindfulness we can bring in to everyday life. One of my favorite mindful exercises, which I have talked about before on the podcast, which my meditation teacher told me, was my mindful cleansing. So when it comes to the end of the day and I go through my like cleansing and, you know, face washing, skincare routine, that is my mindful moment. If I'm not shouting at the kids or the kids aren't doing my head in or whatever, I, you know, start with my eye makeup remover and I just gently go through the process, but I notice how it feels on my body. And honestly, not on my body, on my face, it becomes, you know, if you're alone and you don't have the kids annoying you, if you do have kids, it becomes like a mini facial, which I know some of you listening will be like, well, no, it doesn't, because I can't give myself a facial. But it does, because you are being aware of the sensations of the, you know, the swiping over the skin with the cleanser. And then when you go into the circular motions with whatever, you know, if you're exfoliating, when you actually drop your attention and awareness into that moment, you become so much more aware of how it feels on the skin. Whereas if you're not doing it mindfully, you just wash your face, go through it as you normally would, pat your face with a towel and then done, on to the next thing. So find something that you can do right now in your routine that you think, right, I'm going to practice more mindfulness. I'm going to do it when I do my cleansing technique, my cleansing routine. Another one is brushing your teeth. That's a really great one. We do that twice a day. It's a great, that's 4 minutes a day of being mindful. So have a little think about your life now, what you can do to make some adjustments. And the more that you start to be more mindful, the more you can help others to be more mindful. So for me now, you know, when we're eating dinner, unless we're doing like family movie night and watching a movie with like a pizza,
we don't watch TV and eat our food so that we can be a little bit more present, a little bit more mindful in the moment rather than just letting the moment just be carried by whatever is on the TV. So I really want you to think about practical ways that if you've got a family or friends and family, how you can help them also be more mindful. And keep a record. If you're not journaling already, I really recommend starting a journal. It might be 2 minutes a day that you can carve out for yourself. And I promise that is basically a little mindfulness routine for you to get into. So before we finish, I'm going to give you some practices that you can try. And it's not, each one might not be for you, but I want you just to think about these and hopefully you can pick one out of them. So number one is a morning mindful ritual. So I have changed my morning ritual in terms of getting out of bed earlier. It was hard for me. I read the 5 a.m. club. I don't do 5 a.m. But can you find a morning ritual? If you've got a young kid or young children or a baby, I'm not telling you to do this because I know that it's hard. The juggle is real. But can you find a part in your morning? It might be late morning, whatever situation you're working with. Can you find a way to start the day with a little bit more intention? So finding some sort of morning mindful ritual. So whether it's when you're washing your face, brushing your teeth, it could be as simple as spending like a few moments in quiet reflection or gratitude before getting out of bed. You could pretend if you've got kids in the room or the kids awake, you pretend to be asleep and just have a few moments before you either pick up your phone or jump out of bed. And can you just have a few moments of that reflection? Take some deep breaths, set a positive intention for the day. Or maybe just an intention. It doesn't necessarily need to be really positive. And can you visualize how you want to show up in the world? That is you being mindful in the moment. Just notice what day it is, what's happening, what you've got on, and then drop into your body and just create that sort of morning mindful ritual. Let me know how you get on with that because it's literally changed the game for me. And I do let it drop some days, but it definitely sets the theme for me for the day. Number two is mindful movement. I've talked about it already. Can you, instead of putting your AirPods in, can you go for a mindful walk, even if it's around the block for 2 minutes? Can you just be a little bit more aware of your surroundings, pay attention to the sensations in your body as you move, focus on your breath, notice your steps on the pavement, notice what you can feel underneath your feet? This will help you connect with your body. And it will help you cultivate a sense of groundedness and peace and just being in your body, like noticing, how does it feel to walk along the pavement? It's so powerful. I highly recommend that one. And it doesn't need to be every single day. Number three, one that I haven't grasped as much, mindful eating. I've told you what I do with the kids and as a family, what we're trying to do. Not doing it in front of the TV, but mindful eating, it's probably when you're by yourself at home, but taking time to savor your meal, savor the taste or any snacks, paying attention to like what you can taste, the flavors, the textures, the sensations, eating slowly. I'm not so good at that. Don't know about you. Chewing your food thoroughly. Yeah, got to work on that. But just actually having a moment to engage all of your senses in the experience, it will. When I did this, again, it was my meditation teacher. When I did it, it was incredible. And it realized how fast I was eating and how much I wasn't enjoying my food because I was just like, get in my mouth, get in my belly. It will enhance your enjoyment of the food, I promise you, but it will also help you tune into your body's fullness cues and hunger. So let me know how you get on. I need to get back to that. We're not all perfect. I mean, I'm a yoga teacher and I'm not all there. Not all there in my mind, or not all there with my mindfulness routines. I'm always learning. Number four is one of my favorites, mindful moments of pause. So throughout the day, carve out little moments to pause and to check in with you, almost like to recalibrate, to reset, to refocus, especially if you're having a really shit day at work. What could you do just to take a step back? It might be if you've got a little wheelie chair and you work from home, you push yourself away from the desk and you just have a moment of pause. It might be where you take a few deep breaths, before you transition between tasks. So like we're in this multitasking generation, in this world where we're hopping from one thing to the next. Can you pause, take a mindful moment, pause and breathe before you go on to the next task in hand? When you have a coffee break, could you add some, you know, mindfulness meditation into it? Could you just have those little moments scattered throughout the day to pause and to be more present? And it'll help, it'll probably make you realize how busy and hectic your life is. And it will definitely cultivate a greater sense of calm. Because sometimes when you're in the moment and you're running from task to task, from job to job, and you just haven't, you feel like you're so busy, you're on this treadmill. When you actually take that mindful moment to actually pause, it does make you realize that everything is okay and you are calm. You can be more calm and you don't need to perhaps go at this crazy pace that you've set for yourself. And number five is a really, really lovely one. At the end of the day, having some sort of a reflection practice. So when you're winding down, whatever your routine is, find some part of your evening where you maybe start to prepare for sleep, just to take a few moments to reflect on the day gone by, acknowledging good bits, bad bits, moments of joy, what you're grateful for, any challenges that came up, but without adding judgment, just noticing, acknowledging what has happened. A gratitude journal is an amazing, amazing document. I want to say document. A gratitude journal is just a brilliant thing to keep. Jotting down a few things that you're thankful for each day is magical. It's powerful. So even if you've had a really, really crap day, having a moment to just think, actually, what was good today? Or what am I thankful for today? It literally flips it on its head. It changes the landscape for you. Try it and let me know how you get on. It will help you get a little bit more perspective. So if you've had a really rubbish day, you know, what's the perspective? If you're grateful for your family, if you're grateful for having your home and your safe space, then that is what's important, not the rubbish meeting that you had at work or whatever it is. And you're setting yourself up for a better, more restful night's sleep. And it's not perfect, because some days you'll have had a terrible day and you just won't even want to reflect. So in those situations, the gratitude journal is such a brilliant, brilliant thing to get into the habit of doing. So that is it for this week. I hope in a tiny, tiny, tiny little way, I have encouraged you to maybe pay attention to whether you're being mindful. I've encouraged you to find some more mindfulness moments in your day with what we've talked about, and that you can help others be more mindful, because the more mindful we are, the more we can help others to be, the more nicer the world is going to be for us all to be, for us all to live. So I've loved having you here as always. If you haven't, hit the follow button so that you can be notified as soon as a new episode drops every Tuesday, and watch out for our bonus episodes. If you haven't joined the Members Club already, then why not? It's absolutely free. Head to community.jobsforwomen.co.uk/join. And we have loads of new content going in every single week, every single month. And I just want to see you in there. So as always, if you want to request any subjects for us to cover, any guests that you'd like us to interview, then drop us an email, hello@jobsforwomen.co.uk. So that's it for another week. Take care of yourselves and we'll see you next time.